Blog Talk Radio.
We're getting supposedly to get to a high one today.
Can you believe that? 81 today. And to all my listeners in New York and some of the people in the Midwest and listeners in Texas, I don't know what your weather is, but I'm sure that New York is not 67 degrees right now, okay? And I'm going to splash that in my friend Norman's face. I know you're up there in New Jersey freezing your buns off, but at the same time, we're down here in the ATL just balmy. Just balmy. We're headed to 81 degrees today. And tomorrow we're looking at partly cloudy skies of 73. And Thursday, a good chance of rain in 65. Friday, 77 with a chance of rain. And Saturday, 76 with a slight chance of rain. Okay? So, again, we looking like we're going to have a great week these first couple of days. Towards the end of the week, we're taking a slide towards the rain, okay? Taking a little slide towards the rain. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in at any time and just press number one, and I'll put you on the air. Now, today's word of the day is inveigle. 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 I-N-V-E-I-G-L-E, inveigle. And inveigle is a verb, and the first definition is to win over by wiles, W-I-L-E-S, to win over by wiles, or to entice, okay? And the second definition of inveigle is to acquire by ingenuity or flattery, okay? To acquire by ingenuity or to acquire by flattery, okay? Inveigle, all right? Okay, so that's our word of today. Now, before I get started, I'm going to share some news with you guys. And I don't know how this is going to play out or whatever for me, but it's some news that I received, okay? And what I'm seeing is that I've gotten a message from a guy that owns a radio station, 87.9 FM, and he is interested in me doing a segment on their show, okay? They run their show from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening, okay? And he's interested in me doing a segment on their show. And what I mean by segment is that, say, for instance, they have so 66 is 12 hours. And a segment could be 2 hours, 1 hour, you know, whatever. I have a segment here on Blog Talk Radio. My segment is only a half hour, only 30 minutes. Their segment could be 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, what have you, okay? I don't know yet. I don't know what his, you know, intentions are for me. But what I'm saying is that he's showing interest in me to do a segment on his show. Now, I don't know how he got to me or whatever, but, you know, for me, I'm good with what I do. I'm good with this. I'm good with, you know, having my listeners and doing my thing how I want to do it and talking about what I want to and how I want to and all this. I'm not really interested in doing that, okay? But if something is, you know, being talked about that's good for me, maybe like a paycheck, then, hey, I may think about it. But the way I work every day and I change shifts, shifts, the night, the day, the evening shifts. You know, I don't know how my time would be conducive to do that. Here on this show, on my show, I can, you know, I can change time as I change shifts on my job. So, and some people can listen at certain times, some people can't. But that makes it all the better where I can get a mix of listeners at all times. So that's what happens with me. That's why I like this show. And it's internet-based. So that means that my show can be heard anywhere around the world where you can get an internet connection. Okay? I know some people at my job go to Korea every now and then. If I were to go to Korea, if I were to be eligible to go to Korea, I could do my show online from Korea, okay? And someone in the United States, my listeners in the United States, could still listen to the show if we jive with the times. And that's why I love my internet-based show, okay? So, again, that's some news I wanted to share with you guys, and I don't know if I'm growing like that and someone has noticed me. I don't know, okay? I don't know. He just left me a message saying that they want to talk, okay? But we'll see, all right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Hey, let's get it on. Today's episode is entitled, Why Do Women Stay in Toxic, Non-Productive Marriages or Relationships? Why do women stay in toxic, non-productive marriages or relationships? Now, I should say, why do some women in toxic, non-productive marriages or relationships? Because not all women stay in those relationships. Not all women stay in those marriages. Okay? So, I'm going to say some women. Why do some women stay in these relationships? And I think it's a plethora of things, okay? Some things sometimes is you know, she really loves the man, but it's something that he does that makes the relationship toxic. And when I say toxic, that means that there's something in there. You know, he may have become addicted to a drug, but she stays with him because she loves him. She loved him before he got addicted to the drug, okay? And so she hangs in and she tries to hang in there in the marriage or hang into the relationship, trying to help him. Because she knows that if she helps him get out of what he's into, things can get back to where they used to be. That's one reason why they stay. Now, another reason could be money. A lot of women stay in relationships and marriages because of money. All right? Because of money. Some women stay because of sex. Some women stay because of family. Okay, so it's a whole plethora of reasons why women stay in toxic or non-productive marriages or relationships. Now I know a couple who has a toxic relationship. Okay, they fight like cats and dogs. Okay, they're married. They've been married a long time, but they fight like cats and dogs. But they continue to stay together. Okay, they got a divorce, but after the divorce, she still stays at the house. She says she doesn't have anywhere to go, so she stays there at the house with him in a toxic relationship. Now, I don't think I could deal with my wife living in the same house that I'm in, and we're divorced. Okay? She goes about her way and does her thing. I go about my way and do my thing. I tell her, you can't tell me when to come home. You know, we're not married anymore. You can't say to me, why are you out at 2 o'clock in the morning? Why are you not home? You can't say that to me. We're not married anymore. Okay? And they're always picking fights with each other. And being physical with each other. I mean physical with each other. That's a toxic relationship. All right? That's a toxic relationship. Or that's a toxic marriage. Okay? When you, I saw a movie the other day where this doctor, he worked in the emergency room, and there was a young lady that came into the emergency room, had a fractured forearm. Okay? Had a fractured forearm. And the fractured forearm, they came to find out, came from her husband knocking her around. And she said she fell and hit her arm in a certain way and fractured her forearm. But, you know, the doctor was saying usually when someone falls like that, they'll usually break the arm down near the wrist because they're trying to brace their fall with their hand. Okay? So, and either the hand or part of the wrist or something gets broken right there from them trying to break their fall, not usually the forearm, okay? So now they got into a thing where they wanted to investigate, and she was like, no, I'm fine. I fell into the rail of the staircase, and that's how I hurt my arm. Okay, well, so they didn't pursue it or whatever, and the husband was there with her. And then come to find out, the next thing you know, the husband was coming into the emergency room. He had an asthma attack. He couldn't breathe. She was with him, her arm in a sling from where they had treated her fracture, her arm in a sling, and now she's got on these huge, dark bats, okay, and she comes into the hospital with him. And they get him into the hospital and start to work on him. And then they talk to her because they remember her. And then she takes off her glasses and she's got a huge black eye. Okay? So you know, why do women stay in these relationships? And that's toxic. Physically getting beat. I don't know how often she was getting beat, but she was getting beat by her husband, okay? And again, I don't know how often she was getting beat, but she was being beat up by her husband. But she continues, and they wanted to give her help, but she didn't want the help. She said, it's not as bad as you think. Well, lady, you sitting here with a black eye, a fractured arm. I mean, what is this going to lead to? It's going to lead to someone really getting hurt or even someone go 6 feet under if you don't get out of this relationship and get on with your life. Or if your husband doesn't get any help. That's a toxic marriage. That's a toxic relationship. And I don't know. I can't see why she's staying. Okay? Sometimes they stay for kids. Again, sometimes they stay for money. Sometimes they stay because they have a relationship with the guy's family that they don't want to break. Okay? But all the women out there who are listening to the show right now, if you're in a toxic relationship and you know that it's toxic, because you know it's toxic, please, please, someone get help. Get help from somewhere. okay? Because it's only going to lead to something really bad. Whenever you push people around or push women around or what have you, you can only push people so far. Once you push them to the brink and they're at the end, once you push them to the end, they're going to come out swinging. And a woman, she may come out and, you know, bash you across the head with a frying pan. She may bash you in the face with a lamp. She may, I mean, is anything she can. She may do something to you while you're laying in bed asleep at night. Okay? I don't know if you guys heard about this. Now, this girl back, this was a long time ago. I think her last name was Bobby, something like that. Lorena Bobby, I think that was her name. But she ended up, her marriage was so toxic that she got so fed up that she cut her husband's penis off. She cut part of his penis off. I know you guys heard about this. It was a long time ago, years ago, but she cut his penis off and took the cutoff part of his penis, took it somewhere and threw it out the window. Okay? Now, the emergency people or whatever got with her and she found it, and they got it and supposedly reattached it somehow. I don't know the full story, but she was in a toxic relationship. She was sick and tired of him beating on her. So that's what she decided to do to him. She didn't decide to hit him upside the head with a lamp or stab him with a knife or stab him with a fork or whatever. She didn't decide to do that. She decided to really, really hurt him by cutting off his penis. Now that's harsh, right? But she was at her wit's end with him beating on her. And all I can say is, I understand. I understand. Okay? Because I don't know if you guys remember, I was talking about the other day last week on the show where my dad used to come home. I may be 4 or 5 years old. My dad used to come home, and I remember my sisters and brothers telling me the story about he'd come home and he wasn't even living at the house. They were already separated or divorced. Now, he'd come to the house, and he'd been drinking, okay? He'd been drinking, so he's feeling himself. So he'd come to the house. My mom would let me in, no problem. He got kids in there. But he'd come into the house, and he'd want to pick a fight with her. Well, after so long, my brothers and sisters and my mom got fed up with it. So that last time, that final time he came to the house and wanted to pick a fight, that's what he got. He got a fight. And because he had been drinking, my mom punched him out, my brother punched him out, my sister jumped on him. All of them, they jumped on him, beat him down. The police were called, the police came out, broke everything up, but that's what happened. Okay? After that, we had no more problems out of him. And you know, it could have been worse. It could have been worse. Because what happened was, my grandmother and my granddad found out about it, found out what was going on. They maybe lived 15 minutes away, maybe 20 minutes away from us, okay? Now, my grandma and my granddad found out about it. Now, here they come to the house, and my grandma had a gun, okay? okay? My grandma had a gun, and my grandma was going to, that's what she said. She was going to kill his ass, okay? So you know, it could have been worse. Maybe if she had gotten there a little sooner before the police, and they were out in the yard fighting, maybe she would have pulled a trigger and hurt someone. And that's what I'm saying, why you should get out of these relationships, get out of these marriages, or get some help, one or the other. But please, please don't stay there. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And another thing about that is that women, some women feel like they're trapped in a marriage, or they're trapped in a relationship. Some women feel like they don't want to start over, or they would have to start over if they got out of the marriage or out of the relationship. Well, people start over every day. Okay? People start over every day. It's not nothing bad. It's not nothing new. But the key is to protect yourself, and maybe protect your kids if you have kids, and get away from a nut. You're with a nut. You're with a fool. You're with a coward that wants to beat women. So you have to get out of it, or you have to get help. And I can't tell you where to get help from or anything, but you can find out. You can find out. They got many, many places for women to go and get help for these kind of relationships. All right? And I think that you should. Now, I've got about 2 minutes left in the show, guys. Thank you for listening in and tuning in today. And again, you know, I just wanted to share that bit of news with you guys that I shared at the beginning of the show. Some people didn't hear it at the beginning of the show, but I've been contacted by a group from a radio station, 87.9, that sent me a message saying that they want to talk to me about doing a segment on their show. So I'm going to see if I can get in touch and see what these guys are talking about. Again, like I said, I'm fine with my show, but I don't know if they're talking about paying me some money or whatever, if I can do it, remotely from home. I don't know. Let's see what happens. I don't know how they heard about me or whatever, how they got my phone number or what, but I guess the ball is rolling this way, and I'm going to check it out. Hey, take care of yourself, guys, and I'll talk to you in about 24 hours, 23 and a half hours, right here, same time, same place tomorrow on the Frank Williams Show. See ya.
up. Uptown funk you 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 up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you're dead and flown it. If you're street dead and own it.